On today's program, we'll look at the meaning of heart-pondering prayer. Stay right there. It's coming up now. Hey there, welcome to the program. My name is Gary Zimak, and I am so pleased to have you with me here on the show today as we continue our preparation for total consecration to Jesus through Mary. Today is day 19 of our 33-day preparation retreat for making our total consecration. We will be looking, as we continue this week, based on the teaching of Blessed Mother Teresa, we'll be looking at heart-pondering prayer. And of course, nobody pondered things in her heart better than Our Lady, the Blessed Mother. So we're going to look at her and how she pondered things in her heart. I want to let you know something as well. Today and today only, we are having a shortened version of the program. As you know, the World Meeting of Families is taking place in Philadelphia this week, and I have some commitments tonight to meet with some people who are participating at the World Meeting of Families, so I've got to cut the show short. So we're just going to do, and I don't like to do this, I like to make sure you get your scripture readings, but today and today only, I'm going to shorten the show, so it'll probably be about 20 minutes in length, and just do Father Gately's material. Tomorrow we will be back with the full 30-minute program, but today, it's really out of my control. I just have to get going, so we're going to do this shortly and make the program short. Let's pray. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Heavenly Father, thank you. Thank you for giving us another day. Please help us as we continue our journey toward total consecration. Help us to understand these teachings. Help us to be able to increase in desire for making our total consecration. Give us the strength that we need to persevere and to always seek to do your will. We ask you to bless us, Father, to bless our family members. I ask you to take over the show for me today, Father. Please speak through me and open our minds and our hearts to be receptive to your message. We ask for these things in the most holy and the most sacred name of Jesus Christ, your Son and our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit. One God, forever and ever. Amen. And now we turn to our Blessed Mother Mary and ask for her prayers, as together we pray, Hail Mary, full of grace. The Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Our Lady, Queen of Peace, pray for us. Good Saint Joseph, pray for us. Saint Louis de Montfort, pray for us. Saint Maximilian Kolbe, pray for us. And Blessed Mother Teresa, pray for us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Thanks for praying with me. Thanks for stopping by. I hope you're comfortable. I hope you're ready to get started. And again, we're going to shorten the program today because I have some commitments with meeting with some people from the World Meeting of Families. And remember also, keep our Holy Father in your prayers, because he's headed to the United States. He's going to be here shortly, and it's a real blessing that he's here. Let's pray for his safety and that his visit will bear fruit, good fruit, in the lives of many, many people. Okay, today is day 19, so we're looking at heart-pondering prayer. Let's hear what Father Gately has to say. Are you ready for your consecration to Mary? If not, then get ready. As I said at the beginning, after consecration day, everything changes. A gloriously new day dawns in our spiritual lives. Indeed, when we give Mary our yes, she begins to arrange all the events and details of our lives in such beautiful, tender, and loving ways. So we need to get ready. Specifically, we need to get ready to recognize the multitude of mercies that will come to us through her spouse, the Holy Spirit. Now, let's just pause for a minute here and talk about that. You've heard me mention that many times we don't recognize how this total consecration has helped us, especially if you made it in the past and you're just renewing it. You may look at your life and think, well, it hasn't helped at all. So what we want to do here is focus on, and as we go through the upcoming days, we'll talk more about this. We want to focus on some of the benefits that we'll get from this total consecration so that you may be better able to see them. You still might not recognize or feel them in a big way, but if you at least know what they're like, what they should feel like, or what to expect, then you'll have a better idea. Okay, now Father Gately continues, oftentimes we don't recognize the many gifts that God pours out to us in our daily lives. What we do recognize are daily annoyances, burdens, difficulties, and inconveniences. These win our attention. Absolutely, right? We notice these annoying things, these problems, these little forms of suffering. We notice them without a doubt. Father Gately says, these get us complaining. These get us in a bad mood and sap our energy. Wouldn't it be a tragedy if after we started receiving even more gifts and graces through our consecration, we didn't change this negative attitude? Yes, it would be. So we need to get ready, and Mother Teresa will help us. Mother Teresa lived in some of the poorest environments on earth. She had to put up with burning heat, bad breath, stuffy rooms, nagging fatigue, endless responsibilities, bland food, hard beds, body odor, cold water bathing, and an agonizingly deep spiritual aridity. Yet despite all this, she radiated joy. She smiled. She marveled at the good things God did in her life and in the lives of others. And she pondered the countless loving details arranged by Our Lady. Seeing and recognizing all this, she didn't complain. How did Mother Teresa develop such a spiritual sensitivity and an attitude of gratitude? What was her secret? Two things. First, she followed the example of Mary, who was always pondering in her heart the good things that God was doing in her life. And Father refers to Luke 2:19 and Luke 2:51. Of course, like Mother Teresa, Mary also lived in poverty and surely bore her share of darkness in prayer. She also found God in the details, pondered his goodness in her heart, and responded with praise. Magnificat! Indeed, she praised and thanked God in all things, because she found God in all things and pondered deeply in her heart his many signs of love. Second, Mother Teresa followed the example of St. Ignatius of Loyola, the soldier saint and master of practical prayer. Specifically, she lived his message of making a daily examination of conscience, or an examine, whereby one reviews the day at the end of the day in the presence of the Lord. Contrary to what people often think about the examine, it's not simply a laundry list of sins. In fact, St. Ignatius directs people to spend most of their time reflecting not on sins, but on the blessings of the day. It's really an exercise in recognizing the good things God is doing in our lives and how we are or are not responding to his love. It's an imitation of Mary's attitude of heart-pondering prayer. God is always showering his love and mercy down on us in so many ways. It's important that we begin to recognize them, or recognize these blessings, and thank him for them. Especially because this shower of blessings is going to turn into a torrent of grace once we consecrate ourselves to Mary. So let's get ready. Let's remember that, according to Mother Teresa, one important way that we live out our consecration is by recognizing God's blessings and pondering them with Mary deeply in our hearts. Such heart-pondering prayer leads to praise and thanks, and praise and thanks sets us on fire with divine love. Really, the essence of what Father is talking about today, he's reminding us that we're going to have to change. And this is very good spiritual advice. Whether or not we're making the total consecration, this is excellent spiritual advice, and something that I would like to get better at in my life. He's reminding us of the importance of counting our blessings and getting rid of this junk or this attitude in our lives that makes us look at these annoyances, these inconveniences, and become dejected because of them. If it's a rainy day, if I got a flat tire, if my stomach's a little upset, if I'm tired, if I have to listen to a long-winded coworker tell me a story, if I have a boring day at the office, if I don't like my job. So many of these things deprive us of our joy. And again, I am a really big sufferer from this. I've got to, and I've been working on this because I am on a mission to try to be able to experience happiness no matter what happens to me. And this is the way God wants us to be. And believe me, I'll share this with you as I figure this out. But the real secret is, and what I'm finding, is to be thankful for the blessings in my life that don't change, like the weather. Right? The weather changes. So if I'm going to be upset when it rains, there are going to be X number of days each year that I'm going to be miserable. Why should that be? Because on those days, the Lord still allowed me to wake up. He still allowed me the privilege of living with Him in heaven once I die. He still is here for me whenever I need Him. He still suffered on the cross for me. He still offers me grace so that I can avoid sin. He offers me His real presence in the Eucharist. He offers me forgiveness in the sacrament of confession. All of these things are going to happen even if the weather's bad, if it's rainy, or if it's snowy, if it's cold. So therefore, if I let this external thing, like the weather, and so many other things do the same thing, if I let this bother me and upset me or take away my peace, I'm really losing my focus. None of those things, these little things that annoy us so much, are going to help get us to heaven. They're not going to help us get closer to the Lord either, if we get annoyed at them. They can help us get closer to the Lord if we learn to look at things a little bit differently. You've heard the old adage, we can look at the glass as being half full or half empty. It really, it's in our mind how we look at it. Now, the rain, and it's funny, I'm writing about this for a book that I'm working on at the moment. I just wrote about this today. If I look at the rain as God's way of nourishing the earth, helping the plants grow, providing drinking water, helping the farmers to earn a living, there's so many positives with rain. But on the other hand, I can look at the rain and say, this inconveniences me. This is all about me. This gets in my way. I don't like rain. It really depends on how I look at it. But if I look at it as being a gift from the Lord, then I'm going to be a lot happier. Now, do I have to work in order to feel this way? Yeah, I do, because it's not the way I am. I don't tend to be that way. I don't happen to like rain. I like sunshine. But it does work, and we need to reprogram ourselves a little bit in the same way when it comes to total consecration. We want to make sure that we appreciate the gifts that we are given. And one of the best ways that we can appreciate them, I'm really glad Father Gately talked about this, is to learn to change our attitude so that we're not so annoyed by everything. You know, I made this total consecration, and my job still stinks. My family still gets on my nerves. I have so many things to do. I'm bored. I'm tired. I don't like to pray. And look, it didn't work. You know, if we have this negative attitude, we're never going to see the good. So let's ponder and let's ask our Blessed Mother to help us to be able to imitate her and see the good in everything. We're going to close with Father Gately's prayer for the day. Come, Holy Spirit, living in Mary, keep me in her most pure and immaculate heart. I just read yesterday's prayer. How's that? But I'm not going to get annoyed. I'm going to just read today's prayer. Sorry about that. How about this? Let's do this one more time. Come, Holy Spirit, living in Mary, help me to recognize and ponder in my heart all the good you do for me. Amen. Now that's a good prayer. Pray that one often, because here's what we're doing. We're asking the Holy Spirit, living in Mary, to help us recognize and ponder all the good He does for us. We're not saying, just help me to do it. We're saying, help me, Holy Spirit, because I'm going to miss out on these things. I'm going to look and see the negative in everything, but I need your help to be able to see that everything is a gift, that everything happens to me is allowed to happen by you. That's important for me to recognize God's providence in our lives. Otherwise, I'm going to be really unhappy when things that I feel are unpleasant occur in my life. So let's continue to ask for that grace to be able to see God's loving providence in everything that happens to us. Okay, now, today, remember, you're getting a bit of a break today. I'm going to cut the show here. And again, I apologize for that, but I just have this tight deadline. I can't get past it. God willing, I'm going to be back tomorrow evening. We'll do our full 30-minute show, so you will get your sacred scripture for the day. And we'll continue our walk through our 33-day preparation for total consecration. Tomorrow's day 20 already, so we're getting close. Let's work on that attitude. Let's do our examination at the end of the day. look back over the day. Let's look, of course, over our sins and ask for the grace. First we say we're sorry, then we ask for the grace to overcome them. And then also let's look back at everything that happened to us and ask the Holy Spirit to enlighten us and help us to see the good in everything that happens. Because it's all good. Even if God allows evil to take place, there's a greater good that can come from it. And that's what God's providence is all about. So we'll do that today. Think about that. Pray about it. And God willing, we'll see you tomorrow night. Have a great day. God bless you.